podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Nothing said on the TanCast podcast should be considered personalized real estate advice. Tim, Andy, and Noah are not licensed under secretary's laws to address your particular investment situation. No communication by the TanCast hosts to you should be deemed as personalized investment advice. Any actions recommended by TanCast should be implemented only after consulting with your investment advisor, a trusted source, or just someone generally smarter than these three fuckheads. All that being said, we recommend you rent a house together before buying a house together. Thank you, and Thor bless America. Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
TanCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the TanCast.
We are here, once again.
Welcome to TanCast.
TanCast, back again. Something, something, let's begin.
Check it, direct it, let's begin.
There you go.
Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. Party with Tim, Andy, and the boys. The boys being Noah and his balls.
See, Tim's coming up, gonna come up with quick songs like that. He's pithy.
Tim's like the human jukebox.
Or something.
Meh.
Well, he'll rewrite it on the fly. He's like the human Weird Al.
Wait, is Weird Al not human?
Clearly a robot. Have you seen how much shit he pumps out?
I am robot.
Robots don't shit. You've just lost your own argument, sir.
Sorry, I meant shit as in stuff, not shit as in feces.
Too late.
Oh, feces.
Your argument is rejected. By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in the TanCast.
Jesus Christ, dude. Is it just getting longer?
Pretty soon it'll just be the whole hour.
I'm Noah. And then we can just break right into my wife's favorite song.
Did any of you listen to the clip that Tony sent?
Not yet.
Of his child doing that?
Yes, I have not listened to it yet either.
Oh. It kind of sounds like a combination of The Grudge and a cat.
Nice.
You'll check it out. It's just like...
A cat with a grudge.
It's like... Like, you know, he kind of stops and goes... So there you go.
All right.
Do we knock these tan laughs out before
so we
miss this time?
How about me and Noah say the same thing over each other?
How about you do? Skibbity doo ah, jibbity doo. Oh.
What was that? Was that Glinda the Good Witch just nutting?
Who knows?
In the background?
Oh. Maybe it was Tiny Tim.
Have the power to go home, Tim?
Just nut three times in my hair.
What?
Nut what three now? Times in my hair.
Just give me a pearl necklace. Ooh.
It goes great with the ruby slippers.
And it tastes delicious.
How can you taste it if it's your necklace?
I think Glinda the Good Witch just turned into Mr. Hankey.
We were discussing child names, and my wife threw out Hankey. I was like, we're going to name our kid after Christmas poo? I don't think so.
Was she being serious?
I don't think she she's not a rabid South Park watcher, so I don't think she associates the name Hankey with the Christmas poo.
That just seemed like an odd name in general, though.
Well, she was running out of H's. We were going through alphabetically and just trying to come up with names for each letter.
Gotcha. Okay, so it was not necessarily like, I really want this name, I'm just trying to think of a name, and this is what I came up
exactly,
with.
Exactly, yeah, because you know, when we got to N's and she threw out Nigel, I was like, really?
Nigel's not that bad.
If he's going to join the British Secret Service.
It's better than Hankey.
In a supporting role, of course, not an actual agent.
You know what? No, I'm going to take that back. I'm going to stand by Nigger. Nigger Bab. Come on, we're taking it back.
So then you could use the H name for the middle name, and could be Nigger Honky Bab.
That could be. I'm trying to think of words that you can spell that end in B that aren't tab.
Like Dab, Cab.
Hmm.
Stab would be good, but you'd have to have two middle names.
Yep. Stab would be excellent. Steven Tyler Aaron Bab.
There you go.
There you go. Do it. Make it happen.
Another name that Tim's kid won't have.
What? Tim? Tim, come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
How about Oz Weepe?
I'm still lobbying for the middle name motherfucker.
Nice.
She will not relent.
She will not budge. She is stubborn.
I would want to change my middle name to motherfucker. Or motherfucking. Not motherfucker, sorry. That way you introduce yourself to people. What's your name? My name is Tim motherfucking Bab. What the fuck do you want?
Recognize.
Tim motherfucking Bab. Write it down.
Or the polite version. My name is Tim motherfucking Bab, and I am pleased to meet you.
One day you ask some lady, would you like to become Mrs. motherfucking Bab? I assume you will take my middle name as well as my last.
You know, really, you can do anything you want with your name, so you could change your last name to be hyphenated. Yes. Well, way back in my family's history, the motherfuckins married into the Bab family.
I was going to try and tell that story on stage, but there's no way to clean up motherfucking and keep its awesome-sounding status.
Yep.
Frickin' does not work at all. I'm like, this joke sucks now.
How about Mother Lovin'?
Mm.
It's still got an edge to it, but it's family-friendly-ish.
I'll give it a shot next time I'm out and about on the town, throwing down some dope jokes.
Okay. If you're in front of a geek audience, you can do Mother Frackin'.
Because it does come off me talking about how I also lobbied to name the kid James Tiberius.
Yeah, you're not the only one on this podcast to make that exact lobby.
You want to name your kid James Tiberius?
Yes.
Mysterious?
Yes. James Tiberius Mysterious. People don't realize that my Twitter handle is actually just my last name and first name.
Really? So you lost that argument, I take it?
That was one of those ones where I toss it out, and then like that was one of the ones where I just throw it so far past the plate that the next one is going to get called a strike just kind of out of pity.
Gotcha. For mine, that was lobbying for if we had twins, Luke and Leia.
Ah, yes.
Actually, I didn't think that was that far out, but she was just dead set against it. So even to the point, like, we weren't even pregnant yet at this point, and I was just like, if we have twins, no. Come on, we don't, like, what are the odds we're going to have twins? No. Come on, you can't just, like, maybe. No. I don't want to agree to it on the off chance that it happens, because then you're going to hold me to it. And so, no. So then James Tiberius didn't seem as weird.
She could have gave you I'll think about it.
No, she wasn't going to give me I'll think about it. She gave me no.
I'm just saying, she could have. Then she's committing to nothing.
She could do a lot of things. She gave me no.
I just think it's funny, like, on Facebook, like, if you post, like, a serious question, people will give you advice that does not help you, or they will just say how they cannot help you. One of my friends posted that he was looking for a Facebook app besides the one, the official one, because he didn't like it. And people are like, get a Droid! Buy an iPad. Facebook works good on that. It's like, what the fuck? Like, why would you go out and spend like $500 to be like, oh, you know what? I really want Facebook to work. Let me just drop a $500 so I can get the Facebook on that. I'm like,
the iPad's only $500?
I think $400 or $500 for the minimum version.
Yeah, something like that. 400, I think.
I thought it was like 800.
No.
I mean, I think there is probably an 800 version or close to, like if you get the 3G, 32 gigabyte or 64 gigabyte, whichever one that is the max, it's probably close to 800. They have a few different ones, though.
Let's check the Apple store here. Lowest price, 500. Highest price, 830.
Aha.
There you go.
So everybody's right.
That's with 3G and 64 gigabytes of internal storage.
Well, that's what I need, at least.
Is that what you need, Tim?
That's what I need.
You need to do that?
I can store all these baby names. I still think James Tiberius is a good thing to yell when a kid's in trouble. James Tiberius!
Yep.
Put your tribbles away and come to dinner!
You could just yell it when he's in trouble.
That would make no sense.
Why does that have to make sense?
Because that's usually how the world works. It makes sense.
No, it does not.
Otherwise, we'd just randomly be shouting nonsense all the time. This is fun. Well, yay!
My son's given name is not fucker, and yet that's what I yell when he's in trouble.
But that makes sense.
Does it?
Yes.
All right. Well, can you tell his mother that?
Sure. Bring her over here.
Thank you.
Caitlin, it makes perfect sense to call your child fucker when he's in trouble. However,
hey,
you shouldn't,
fucker!
You shouldn't just throw it out all the time. You should save it for when he's really in trouble so he knows shit just got real.
Yep. Yeah, I don't pick him up and go, oh, daddy's little fucker. And then rock
no,
him
no,
gently.
No, no, I mean, like, you know, if he knocks over, like, a Legos, you, fucker! All right, calm down. It's just Legos. But, like, if he's heading towards an outlet with a fork.
Fucker, no! Heel.
Or if he's heading towards the cats with a fork. Ah, let him go.
Hello, Gretchen.
Yeah, I was going to say, dog invasion.
Cats are very spry. They'll get away. Maybe it'll be epic baby fight.
Wait, let me do Noah's version of that song.
I like to improv. I'm like jazz. I like to change it up. It's not gonna be the same every time. I'm gonna surprise you.
My cat and my child were actually fighting over food last night. It was very funny. In my head, I started to do the.
Add your things that hard at your place.
No.
Well, I'm for sorry. The cats. Only one of you is gonna get to eat tonight. Find it out.
Okay, before Child Protective Services shows up at my door, we had given my son the chicken nugget to eat. And he was just sort
the
of...
The one chicken nugget left.
Well, no, it's just we don't hand him all the chicken nuggets because when he runs out of hands, he'll just start stuffing them into his mouth so he can pick up another one. He's got this thing about if we give him two pieces of food, he likes to hold them in both hands. If we give him a third piece, he'll shove one whole thing of whatever we've given him in to pick that third piece up.
Smart child.
Eh? He works with what...
I believe that's known as doing an Andy.
With what Thor gave him. Yep.
Wait, I don't have enough hands.
He's like, and he's like, oh, wait, there's three dicks. What do I do with the third?
All right, get it in there. Hallelujah. Anyways, yeah, so we had given him one so that he wouldn't cram it all the way into his head, but then he decided that he just wanted to play with it and kind of make it dance for us. And then he sort of just, like, left his hand resting gently on the couch and was looking over at something else, like trying to reach for some other toy or whatever. And the more forward of our two cats, the one who's known to be a food thief, just sort of snuck up on the couch and started nibbling on the corner of his little chicken nugget. And he turned back around and he goes, no, bad kitty, and tries to pull the thing away. And the cat chased the nugget down. I was like, holy shit, that's going to be a real fight in a second.
See, yeah, if his name was James Tiberius, then it would be completely appropriate to go, bum, 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 yep. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, the cat's name is Kratos, and that sounds like it could be something from Star Trek, even though it's not.
Isn't that from The Simpsons?
No, it's from Greek mythology by way of God of War.
Hmm. Yes, I was trying to lobby that Tiberius is actually the Caesar during Christ's crucifixion.
I think a ton of Caesars took the epithet Tiberius.
You
like Tiberius, Germanicus, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Claudius had it. I'm pretty sure Augustus and Julius and...
Shh. Is my mic off? Andy is not shh-ing.
You can shh these nuts all you like.
He's ruining it.
I'm just saying, Tiberius wasn't a name. It was like a job title.
You shut the fuck up, yes.
I thought Caesar was a job title.
Yeah, it was.
So why would you have two job titles?
Do you ever see a Roman name? They got like 15 of them in there.
No, I've never seen a Roman name.
Okay, well, go look up a Roman name.
I live in America, faggot.
I live in America. America.
Shit, that sucks. I was good. One of my unofficial New Year's resolutions was to try to use the word faggot less, but that was funny.
Yeah, I actually broke it earlier this week and felt bad about it, just because it's like needlessly gay baiting to
exactly.
Use it in this way. Yeah. But some total dickhead on a motorcycle that lives in my neighborhood and is constantly just like screaming around the neighborhood. Including, I think I mentioned this on Halloween. People out trick-or-treating, and the dude is going like 50 up a 25-mile-an-hour street. Like, past kids who were trying to cross the street.
Do you watch Modern Family?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see that episode where the girl was tearing up the street?
Yes, and I think the hot MILF was doing not nearly enough to stop her.
I like,
but
that
oh,
part.
Oh, signs. Oh, honey, signs. Bricks. Bricks solve your problem.
I like the part where the dad goes, "I'm your father," to the kid. He goes, That's why I said when you came out, your mom was lady parts." That show was funny.
Truth be told, I love pretty much everything about that show. So
yeah, that's a good show.
It is.
Should we do 10 laughs?
I think we should.
Yes, we should do 10 laughs.
Oh, wait, really quickly. So
no,
the way that I
it.
Dropped the F-bomb on my son was that dickwad was flying up the street and my son heard him and goes, "Car, car, car." I went, "Nope, that's a faggot on a motorcycle."
Nice.
Yep.
Now he's just going to go, "Faggot on a motorcycle, faggot on a motorcycle."
I have just informed my wife of your thoughts about the name James Tiberius and that has not swayed her one iota.
Oh.
Shocking, really.
In fact, she's leaving me.
As well she should.
Yep.
For yoga class.
We knew it was only a matter. Oh, yoga class. Okay.
S. All right, 10 laughs.
Yes.
Jokes. We would like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes. On the show is a segment we have every week, and we call it 10 laughs. It's time for 10 laughs. It's time for 10 laughs. That's right, it's 10 laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh. So this one is sent in from CJ. It was sent only to me, so don't bother looking for it, fellas. This is all bab goodness.
Okay.
And it comes from the show Mad Men.
Fair enough.
Your wife and your lawyer are drowning. You have a choice to make. Do you go to lunch or a movie?
Lunch.
Right, lunch. Okay. You know I'm fat.
Oh, all right. Joke is that you're not saving either one of them.
I know.
Haha. I think it's funny.
I do too. That's why I'm laughing.
Thank you, CJ, for replying to my appeal for more 10 laughs.
Huzzah!
That's what it says at the start of his email, which you can send in to fucktards@tancast.com or Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com.
Or fellas? Your mom at tancast.com, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the way things are going right now, we're definitely fucktards.
Yeah.
So anyways, this is a 10 laugh from our number one Salvadorian listener, Jahiro.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Suck it down, Noah. Be faster. A lonely 70-year-old widow decides it's time to marry again. She put an ad in the local newspaper that read, "Husband wanted. Must be in my age group. Must not beat me. Must not run around on me. And must still be good in bed. All applicants, please apply in person." The following day, she heard the doorbell. Much to her dismay, she opened the door to see a gray-haired gentleman sitting in a wheelchair. He had no arms or legs. "You're really not asking me to consider you, are you?" the widow asked. "Just look at you. You have no legs." The old gent smiled. "Therefore, I cannot run around on you." "You don't have any arms either," she snorted. Again, the old man smiled. "Therefore, I can never beat you." She raised an eyebrow and asked intently, "Are you still good in bed?" The old man leaned back, beamed a great big smile, and said, "I rang the doorbell, didn't I?" The wedding is scheduled for Saturday.
Ziggy-long ding dong. Bibbidi-boop. Skibbidi-loop-doo-doo-ah.
I think I first heard that joke in high school. Still a goodie.
I don't know if we said this one before. I know I've heard it before. But I'm going to read it anyways. This one's from Hale. He says, "What's the best part of having sex with 23-year-olds?
I know the answer, but yeah, I don't think we read this.
There's 20 of them.
Classic.
And he was into all of us, I believe.
I think you telegraphed the ending of that one by the way that you put a good space between 20 and 3-year-olds.
Eh, whatever. Sometimes you gotta do what
take
you gotta
take responsibility
do.
For something in your life, damn it!
Okay, Mickey.
Mickey?
Yeah, I was like, were you trying to be Mickey from Rocky?
No, I was doing Kevin Smith's impersonation of Doc Brown. For no good reason.
Oh, wow.
Marty!
I'm going to address an email that Andrew sent just to me, okay. I believe. Yeah.
Wait, is it time for some Tancast listener email?
Sure!
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVail is here!
Tancast listener email!
Something. Sound effect. We'll put in post. He sent me a link for AIDS Life Cycle, which you bike from San Francisco to L.A. And he says he would totally sponsor me. I appreciate the offer, Andrew, and I would like to do it, but I don't think I'm ready for it this year. A, I don't really have a bike for it, and B, I've never ridden that far in my life.
Come on, pussy, suck it up. What happened to your manly thighs?
They're still manly, but I would definitely need to get some training. Although it isn't till June, so I could theoretically train.
Come on. Come on! You're going to bike lightning and crap thunder!
Oh, and he says he's from Australia, I should mention. And he says he didn't realize the two cities were so far.
Yeah.
Yes,
you're going to be a greasy, fast bike-lin stallion!
They're like, what, a six-hour drive in a car?
San Francisco to L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 hours.
Fuck, I cannot imagine how that is in a bike. On a bike. In a bike.
By the way, to all of our international and indeed non-California listeners, Californians measure distance in hours.
That we do. No miles, just hours. How long am I going to be in that fucking car with you fucking guys?
Like, all the time around here, people say, well, about how far away is that? And I tell them in minutes. How far is that in miles? Fuck, I don't know. This is how long it'll take you to get there. It's like, how far away is that? Well, it's between 20 and 60 minutes, depending on traffic.
I would say San Francisco, LA is about 380 miles, which is 7 million kilometers. I don't know how that shit works. Fuck the rest of the world and your accurate measurement system that's easier to divide and multiply and shit like that.
And convert. And yeah, I think it's I think that's about 700 kilometers.
There you go.
62, yeah, give or take. It's far. It's super far.
It's farther than I want to go on a bike.
Yeah.
It's farther than my wife wants to go in a car. So,
yeah, like, if North America was Europe, California would probably be like three different countries.
It kind of is.
Well, yeah.
Think about it. If you think about it.
Yep. Yeah, because you got Southern California that sort of ends L.A.-ish, maybe like around the Grapevine. Probably doesn't really include Bakersfield. Maybe it does. Then you got Northern California, and that's like San Francisco, San Jose, Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto.
That's not even Northern California. That's more central Bay Area California.
I know. It's what we consider Northern California, though. And then you have all points north of that, which is just full of hippies and trees.
Holy shit! You ride to fucking Santa Cruz.
What?
Huh? Just you ride to Santa Cruz. I imagine you have to ride up the hill, and I imagine that's not easy.
Oh, fuck me. I assumed you'd be going down like 101.
When it stops, looks like it stops right by the coast of Santa Cruz.
Well, that 101 kind of hooks back over and, like, Monterey-ish.
Well, let's see. It says Highway 1, I think.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep. Knock, knock. Who's there? Fuck that. Come on in, fuck that.
It says, the stunning coastal views from hilltops of the ocean are truly Northern California at its best. Tailwinds prevail as we pedal along scenic California Highway 1 on our way to camp.
Oh, fuck that.
Wait, so how far is L.A. from San Francisco, you say, Tim?
I would say about 380, maybe 400 miles.
All right, so we'll say kind of in between 390, it's 7 days. That is 55 miles a day. That does not seem bad, but it's like there's a lot, probably a lot of hills and well, in some areas between those 55 miles. I do plan to get a new bike, though. We have looked, and I would like to start, you know, like bike like 40, 50 miles, but I'm not there yet. Maybe next year.
Maybe today.
I think the longest I've ever biked was like 25 miles, and I was, I don't know, 13, something like that. And that was far. That was fucking far. Like, I got off the bike, and like my ass cheeks hurt, and my legs were just... Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there were stomps along the way.
Oh, yeah, there were.
Oh, boys.
Whoa.
Gretchen, what are you doing?
I don't know. She's dingle-dangle-dongling a lot.
She's trying to burrow.
Yeah, they will do that.
Anyways, do we want to talk about CJ's question?
Yes, I think we do.
Yes, there was another listener email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
A message for you,
Tim. Tim Bailey's here.
Tim-tack. Listener email.
Yes, there was. Gretchen, will you stop that? I love you, but you don't need to burrow.
Things okay over there?
Yeah, we're good.
Does somebody want to start off? I suggest Noah do it. Wow, especially yeah. Since I'm completely not in control of English right now.
So, first of all, I would say probably you should not do a lot of stuff that we did.
Read the letter. That's what I was trying
to
get to.
Yeah. I know. I'm not going to start just answering questions. Relax.
Hey, here's answers without context, everybody. 11:14 and the Archbishop of Canterbury. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Tim, you forgot purple. The last one was purple.
Sometimes purple.
Yeah, sometimes purple, sometimes the Archbishop of Canterbury. I see your point.
Huh. I, just realized that his name is different in two different emails he sent us. His last name.
Sometimes I use all sorts of crazy names on the internet.
Do you just send it from two different email addresses? Let's see.
Could
it
be.
Is? I don't see any different last names.
Did I program it wrong? I don't think I
Maybe.
Did. Maybe. I don't think anyone. Yeah.
I'm going to file this right underneath the big Who Cares banner.
I care. So he's first of all, he addressed it to me, which is funny. Hello, Noah, and the other two. your number one slightly Mormon fan, CJ here. I have a Tan-inspired set of questions, and if you wouldn't mind answering them, that would be fantastic. And I'm going to
didn't capitalize tan and fantastic. Wait, it'd be ant. Fuck me.
He did capitalize tan-inspired. That makes you feel
yes.
better.
That was wonderful.
Okay, inspired by the idea of the tan house, one of my friends and I have decided that when we can, we would like to buy a house together.
Two of my friends and I.
Oh, sorry. He did say two. we think that would be awesome, and the stories you tell... Sorry, the stories that you men tell make us want to share a home even more.
Aw.
Lots of butt sex. That's what keeps a family strong.
Mm-hmm.
we should have a few questions, though, and we'd like to have them answered from people that have experience on the topic. So the first one would be, how should we pay bills and utilities? So they would be split up three ways.
Rule number one, assign actual payment of the bills to whoever is most responsible with money, not to anybody named Andy.
And actually checks their mail.
Yes.
Yeah, that was our first mistake.
Yep.
First, Andy just sort of got saddled with almost all the bills from the get-go.
Which, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily bad to saddle someone with the bills. It's just Andy would never check his mail, which I found very odd because your birthday would come around and you would have, like, birthday cards that you just never opened.
Just cash sitting inside that we spent on... nothing.
before even that, like, I would just say that... I hope these are really good friends.
This clearly has you very emotional.
Because buying a house is like, renting is one thing, but buying a house together is like a whole different thing. Like, you know, there's much more legality involved, I think. So just, you know, be careful. That's all.
Yeah, at least with roommates, like, if stuff goes sour, like, one person can bail, you can bring another person in. You know, it's kind of like the
house,
Beatles.
You have to get them off the lease.
Not the lease. The
deed?
Title.
Yeah. Yeah, then somebody's got to buy them out, or else they continue to own the place, and... Yeah.
Sticky.
Very sticky.
Like, jism in your butthole.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should have assigned just one... Like, it shouldn't have been all on Andy. It should have been like, okay, you get a bill. You get a bill. You get a bill. Everybody gets a bill.
Well, you did have cable, right?
Yeah, I had cable until Andy took that over when we went to DirecTV.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then I had nothing. Just every so often, we would throw Andy money.
Andy
was too polite to remind us about it, so sometimes I would say months went by, and he's like, hey, I'm really enjoying paying for all you faggots. I mean, gentlemen who I dislike, who are not gay.
Jesus Christ.
Not that it matters.
Well, I also knew, like, the ridiculously high amount that one of the jobs that I had during that period of time was paying me. You know, like, compared to the amount of work that I actually did. So, like, I think somewhere in the back of my head, like, feeling guilty about that, I was like, I'll just pay all these bills. That'll even it out.
It's okay. Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel guilty.
This isn't Massachusetts.
One thing I do, and this is just different from, sharing with my wife, I created a calendar with when the bills are due, and I share that calendar with my wife, just so she knows. So it might be a good idea for you all to do that, just so you all are aware of what's coming up.
That's a really good idea. Especially if the actual amounts on the bills get put on the calendar.
Yeah, I do that for ones that it's like a set amount. For other ones where it's like variable, I don't really bother.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, if it's going to be three people splitting it, then...
Exactly.
As the bill comes in, if whoever had that bill puts the amount on there, and then whenever they get money from the other guys, they put in, you know, blah, 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 and like the amount, you know, Fred paid $20. So, you know, that way you've always got that calendar. And Google calendars are free. You just sign up for a Google account.
That they are.
Yeah. No, I think that's a pretty clever idea.
Boom.
Yep.
Shakalaka.
So the next one is how large of a house, i.e. bedrooms, bathrooms, etc. I mean, I guess it kind of depends on you guys.
Yeah.
If, you know, if one of you's really into having, like, a clean bathroom, the other one doesn't really care, then maybe that one person, you know, maybe you should have separate bathrooms. Also, you know, depends on what you can afford. I think me and Tim were on about the same level of clean as far as the bathroom goes, so I think it worked out okay. No, it didn't.
Someone has blocked out his angry tirade about my lack of cleanliness.
I remember you were clean in general, but I don't remember you really making much of a mess in the bathroom.
Well, you were just mad that I never cleaned the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I blocked a lot of stuff out.
And I do believe that you were also mad about the time that Tim dumped the God only knows how old Pepsi into the toilet and didn't flush it.
Was I mad about that?
Why would you be mad about that?
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Because it looked nasty as hell.
That's what makes it awesome.
Because I think it looked like Tim had taken a shit and just not flushed it. Because it was chunky.
I might say something like that. Like, really? Like, why is there chunky shit in the toilet?
That's Pepsi, baby!
I think you said it a little louder than that, though, Noah. As I was, why is the chunky... just black shit in the toilet.
I knew this was gonna be a good email.
I don't recall that.
God, it's so nice that we're like years beyond it, so we can laugh instead of having the old arguments.
One thing I should backtrack is like definitely make sure you have friends that like if you get into fights, you know, you can make up at the end because
yes,
there will be fights about you know different shit. Because all of you may have different ideas of how things have been done, or may have little things that bother you that don't bother anyone else.
Yeah, definitely friends that you can be honest with, definitely friends that you can scream your ass off at, and then still be friends with. Because it can be stressful living, with a wife. Everybody's got different ideas about how shit gets done, and there's compromise, and there's stuff you're not going to like, and there's shit that gets under your skin, and you let it sit forever until one person blows up, and then everyone else is like, well, shit, I've been sitting on all of this, so here you go.
I have seen it ruin friendships just living together. So, yep. Yeah, just,
these three.
There will be shit that bothers you. Hopefully you'll get past it, once it's done with, and you'll still be friends. I think probably things went a lot more smoothly when it was just me and Tim. Would you say that was correct?
Really?
I don't think we had any issues when it was just me and you, did we? Not that I remember.
Well, it was less time, and, all of my mess was confined to my... it was a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath or two full... It was two full baths,
right? Yeah, two full. Mm-hmm. We each had our own bath.
Yeah, so you're like, I don't give a fuck what you're doing on that side of the house.
Oh,
asshole.
Yes. Okay, now I remember, because I remember I wanted two bathrooms on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, Tim doesn't keep a clean bathroom.
See?
It's coming back to me now.
All right.
Clean bathrooms are for suckers.
So, yes, three guys, definitely at least two baths.
Yeah, two would be nice. Bedrooms, I guess it all depends. I would imagine with three guys, you probably want a family room at least if you could swing that, or a big living room or an extra room where you guys can all kind of hang out. And so, maybe four bedrooms, just I imagine you guys will be having get togethers. I don't know.
Yeah. When it comes to lady friend visitors, I would say
a lot of separation is probably good.
Yeah. I was going to say, as many bedrooms as there are residents is probably a good idea.
Yes. I was just going to say,
want
to be sharing.
I would say a minimum of how many people are going to live there as far as bedrooms.
Yeah. I've known people who have done it, with multiple people bunking up or two people splitting the master or something like that. But when it comes to entertaining, shall we say, when it comes to fucking, I don't know why I'm being all euphemistic with it. When you got ladies over, you will appreciate not having to work out with your buddy who's going to be sleeping on the couch.
Did you forget that he is slightly Mormon? He is obviously much more, I can't even think of the word.
Chaste?
No.
Wild?
Virtuous than
we
are.
Oh.
See? Goodness. I was like, what is that word?
I never really use it. It doesn't really apply to
me. It's so foreign to me. Virtue. My bad. Doesn't even feel good on my tongue, that word.
You know, it does feel good on your tongue?
Your mama's vagina.
Ha! It tingles like a 9-volt battery.
There it is. It tingles like a 9-volt battery. Awesome.
Whew! Here comes number three.
Rules. We had no fucking rules.
A list of rules that you had to follow.
Nope.
It probably would have been better if we had agreed.
Yeah.
Like whether or not you can constantly sleep on the floor while people are trying to watch television.
And snore.
So we had a pretty nice TV and surround sound system and everything in the living room, and Noah and I found that very soothing.
That we did.
So we would regularly watch TV until we both fell asleep.
I don't remember Andy falling asleep on the couch.
Oh, yeah, I fell asleep on the couch several times. Not nearly as often as Noah.
No.
That was like my second bedroom. It was like having a dog that curled up at your feet.
Yep. Noah had his little spot right in front of the fireplace that almost never had a fire unless we had a surfeit of pizza boxes.
Or junk mail.
Noah would march around in a circle and then burrow down.
Yep. In that half-deflated beanbag that we had that was still oddly comfortable.
Or sometimes just floor. Just fuck it. Raw floor. Yeah. Yep.
I usually have sometimes a blanket, though.
Of course, there was me on your old hard-ass, what was that, a love seat?
No, that was a couch.
I'm pretty sure that was the love seat of Tim's.
That wasn't my love seat.
Yeah, it was.
That was Joe's.
No, your dad gave it to you.
Wait, that couch?
Yeah.
That's a couch.
That wasn't a love seat? That's a couch.
It was a couch?
Yeah.
Yes!
It had, like, a twin bed inside of it.
Yeah?
And it had two, not three, of the pads.
A couch is defined by three
pads?
Okay,
well, it was a very short couch.
I can say this for certain. I'm pretty sure you could stretch out completely on it, Andy.
No, I could not. That's why I'm pretty sure it was a love seat.
Well, I know it fit three people, so it was definitely a couch.
Yeah, it fit three people if they liked rubbing ass cheeks.
No. It was longer than you think, I think.
Well, I can tell you it was definitely less than 6 feet from inside edge to inside edge. Because, yeah, I'd fall asleep on that thing with one head up on one arm and my feet kicking off the edge of the other one.
So, yeah, anyways. No rules, although it'd probably be good, like, to at least set up, like, a cleaning schedule, because usually stuff only got clean when we, like, all right, something smells disgusting, time to clean.
Yep, or, hey, we're having a party.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good way to get things cleaned. Have, like, barbecues and stuff on a semi-regular basis, and shit will get picked up before and hopefully after.
Ha! A love seat is just a type of couch.
Okay.
Suck on that.
All right, okay. I will suck it down. It's a short type of couch.
And none of us were really, like, party animals, so, you know, it's not like we had to worry about, like, too much about, like, oh, I was trying to sleep, and you had, like, you know, 100 people over.
Doing your crazy drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did luck out. None of us were drug addicts. That would have sucked.
Wow, yeah. Or drunks or something like that, yeah. I mean,
well, you know, Andy, you were drunk.
From time to time, I did get my drank on, but...
No, you were drunk.
All right. And I would say it's probably a good idea to have your financial shit together. Back then, I did not, so there were times I had to ask Tim or Andy to spot me the money for the rent, and I would pay them back. So that's definitely something...
Really?
I'm pretty sure I've asked you when we were living together at least once or twice. Not for, like, very long. Like, usually just, like, a week or less.
I don't remember that at all.
You remember that, don't you, Andy?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I never held it against you.
Well, no, but I mean, just, you know, it's a good idea just for, you know, on record that, you know.
Yes, I will agree in general. For
especially
people
if you're
who
buying a house.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely
if you're buying a house.
Woo! Ooh, yeah.
That's going to be a fun process as they go and look through all your shit for the past 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done it? You did it, right, Tim?
We started the process and then stopped the process.
Hey, hold on. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting process.
Definitely set some house guidelines on nudity.
I don't think you need to do that. you should be as free as you want.
I would tend to agree. I think Tim, Noah, and I had fairly liberal ideas on what was funny. It was never what was situationally appropriate or what was overlookable. It was more of what was funny. Like, nudity was always done for shock value.
Was that funny? Then it's okay.
I still remember Tim screaming, "But why is it shiny?"
Was that about mine or yours?
No, it was mine.
No, is your penis shiny as well?
Not that I'm aware. Someone told me it was purple once.
I had kept a good death grip on the base, so I'd, like, you know, just plumped the tip out. So all it was showing Tim was the tip, but I'd, like, made it as poofy as it would be just from the death grip.
He fluffed it up.
Yeah. I just squeezed down and it went...
Like one of those little stress things. Bloop, bloop.
That was, well, you know, the skin was all, like, nice and taut, and that made it shiny. And then I tricked Tim into looking at it. Good times. Good fun. Good clean. Christian. Fun. Oh, the number four question's a doozy.
I would say do Google research on that.
Yes.
Redfin.
Redfin. Redfin's not everywhere, though.
Redfin's got really limited areas.
I mean, I can only tell you what I've heard. I mean, you know, I like California, but it's expensive. I hear Portland is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, I think, is nice, but I think that's on the pricey end as well, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Seattle's, I think, more expensive than some of the other areas around it, but like, I think if you go outside of SeaTac itself, that you can get like significantly more space for significantly less money.
Isn't Austin like kind of up and coming? Like,
I was about to say Austin, but yeah. He also says specifically ones not in Georgia or the South in general.
I think Austin is the most liberal city in the South, or certainly the most liberal in Texas.
That's like being the tallest midget.
Yeah. No. Like, it's...
I know.
Like, supposedly Austin's, like,
funny.
Very...
That was just not a good way to describe it.
Yeah. Supposedly it's a very progressive area.
Yes, my cousin lives there. It's a very burgeoning art community as well.
Ah, good deal. Yeah, and Atlanta's pretty progressive, too. Not necessarily all the suburbs, but, like, inside the perimeter. Then again, inside the perimeter is not inexpensive. We're specifically not terribly good to ask about this because I think I'm the only one of us who's lived outside of California, and I've lived in Atlanta besides California.
I mean, like I've done comedy shows Southern outside California of California,
and
people look like they were fine.
Yeah.
you didn't check the housing pricing for CJ while you're out there?
I didn't think to do that.
Ah, Tim.
I'm a failure.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah, because you're also going to be wanting to looking at things like job availability, you know, like what's the average income versus what's the average housing price? Because, like, if the housing prices are, like, twice as much, but you can make three times as much doing the exact same job that you're already doing, net win.
There's a lot of factors you want to look at, you know. I don't know how much you're going to be making. So
housing is cheap as cheap can be in, like, the Detroit area, but good luck finding a job. It's got, like, 30% unemployment or something insane like that.
You may want to live downtown, but, you know, if you live downtown, you may end up spending more money, and, you know, depending on
for
how
a
much of
place.
A house you buy. Yeah. You know. But you also got to, you know, look at, you know, where you're going to be working. You know, living close to work is good because then you spend less money on commuting.
Yep.
So a lot of things to go into buying a house.
Yeah.
Washer, dryer in... Oh, I guess... Sorry, that's more of an apartment thing. Never mind. I was like, make sure you get a washer, dryer in the unit, but that's more of an apartment thing.
Well, if it's like a townhouse or something like that, or a condo, it could still
be
the same
go.
Thing.
Look for it. Make sure it happens.
Yeah, it's washer, dryer in your unit, or at least the hookup is very convenient. You can probably find a washer, dryer pretty cheap. Like, we found a dryer for free that lasted us until we moved out. Like, I think right before we moved out, it broke, didn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Like, the heater stopped working. Like, it would still tumble.
So that was a good, 3 years? More?
Four,
wow.
Cuatro in Espanol.
that was a good value for free.
Indeed. And I think that washer that we bought was...
like 150-something-ish?
Yeah, I think even less than that. It may have been like 140 or something like that. It was just like... it was somebody who, you know, people abandon them or whatever. The guy takes them, fixes them up. You know, people are just like, hey, you know, get this shit off my hands. And he'll come and cart it away. And then fix it and then resell it. And it worked a treat. Like, it never wrecked anything. Yeah, cheap as cheap can be. Yeah, didn't we? Like, I think we split that thing three ways even. So it was like super duper cheap.
That it was.
And so cheap that when we left, we just left it there.
Along with the broken one.
Whatever.
Good luck.
Well, also, me and Tim didn't need one. And I don't think you needed one, right?
Yeah, no, we were moving into a condo that already had a washer and dryer in it. Renting a condo. Because holy shit, expensive. San Jose.
Oh, one thing to think about is, I mean, if it comes to that, is, you know, are you okay with someone else moving in, like a girlfriend, if, you know, that comes to term? Like, imagine if you're going to buy a house, you're going to be there a while.
Mm-hmm.
So some of you may already have girlfriends or get one long way that may want to move in later on down the road. So,
yep. Or, you know, you may have a girlfriend or a fiance and, like, economic times go kind of shitty and... You know, moving them in makes more sense. So the other ones need to be ready to at least have that conversation. You know, if not, you don't need to go into this having every single contingency and every single exit plan and whatever planned out meticulously, because it'll just freak you right the fuck out.
Yeah. Just be open and flexible.
Yeah. Life happens, so just be prepared for the fact that life happens and make sure that you're moving in with people who are also... able to wrap their brains around the fact that sometimes shit happens.
Word.
So let's see here. How do you prevent assholes from bitching when you're about to get your first blowjob? Well, I think really having some sort of signal, like putting something on the door, or Noah's signal was fucking genius. I don't know why Tim and I didn't, I guess I kind of adopted this signal eventually, but just have really, really loud sex, and then your roommates know exactly what's happening.
Oh, okay. sometimes you would, Andy?
Have really loud sex? Yes, I know.
Sometimes I would, like, have my ear down to the floor, and I could hear it, like, it was like, almost like the Indians did with the herd of buffalo. I hear, like, a squeak, 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 squeak.
I thought you were serious for a second.
I did hear a squeak, 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 if that's...
Yes, but, like, I thought you were seriously putting your ear to the ground, like, what?
I would have my ear to the ground just because I was laying in the living room like I normally do.
Yeah.
Ah.
And my bedroom shared a wall with the living room. And that was one little annoyance, was the nice big subwoofer was right up against my bedroom wall.
Yes,
I
remember we would hear some banging. Was it banging? What was your signal for turn that shit down?
Yeah, banging. I'd just hit the wall. There was a banging and a turn it down, but you probably couldn't hear the turn it down because you had the fucking volume up so loud. Got to listen to the rocket.
So loud. Fuck you. It was so quiet.
I know. But I was sleepy, and you know how I get. I'm a grumpy bear when I'm sleepy.
Just fucking sleep. Don't worry about noises if you're so sleepy. No one can sleep through someone talking to him on the drive home.
I would wake up just enough to be involved in the conversation. As much as
no, you
wouldn't. I would woke up, I would be like, oh yeah, it's cool.
And they'd be like, yeah, I've been sleeping this whole time. I have no idea what you just said. Fuck you, Noah. Yeah,
you were not pleased about that.
I was not.
I find it very music, and I still do.
Yeah, so I can see.
One other thing. Busting your friend's balls when they're getting a blowjob or having loud sex or whatever, absolutely 100% fine. That's just bro code. Do not mention it like you were deaf, dumb, and blind when their lady friends are leaving the house. Like you are surprised that they're there. You're very pleased to see them. You would love to get them a drink. You know, like some lemonade or some water, whatever, just to make them as comfortable as possible.
For that deep down, you just fucked my roommate thirst.
Yes, I won't name names, but some people were a little embarrassed if one of us was in the living room after they were done.
Yes, so, some ladies wanted to find an alternate escape route. Like, really?
It's okay if I hop out this window.
Can you dress me up like a Taliban sheik? I know those two different things I just mushed together.
Can you roll me up in the carpet and pretend you take out the
And to those wonderful ladies in our lives who were so kind as to let us put our penises within them. Yeah, the roommates knew. We got eyes, we got ears, and we got thin fucking walls. We were aware. I don't think there was any time where a girlfriend walked out. The other ones were like, oh, who is this? In our house. What is this?
To all the girls we've loved before. You want to know we called you whores.
And you know, it's kind of funny, like as I'm running through all of these scenarios in my mind, they're all the ones we married.
I don't know that Stephanie was ever embarrassed.
No.
She's like, I'm fucking getting it done. What do you want? You can eat a bag of dicks.
Yep. It's like, what? Shut up. I put it down.
I wish you would say something. I would love it!
And if there was anything
Stephanie
to be said...
Stephanie is so gangster in my retelling of hers.
Say something, bitch. What?
Yeah, let's be honest. Tim and I actually probably owed Stephanie some applause. Because poor Noah had his heart broken a couple of times. Then Stephanie came along, and I think she really treated you right. And by you, I mean your penis.
Heartbroken may be a strong word, sir.
Yeah, I think
he didn't love those hoes. He was out the devil.
Rejected, yeah. Yes.
And I would say dejected. I'd say there was a couple of times where I saw a little too much sadness on my little Noah bear.
Sure. Heartbroken, no.
Yeah. I think heartbroken is me fucking mooning over that cunt from high school for years.
What?
Jesus Christ.
I did not notice, Andy.
You mean when the hot blonde wanted to dance with me and I completely pussed out at Club Max, at the Doubletree?
At many places.
Or any of the other times?
But now, you are happily married, sir. And you got a little kid.
Yep. There's another good rule, just in general, in life. Not necessarily even when you're going to be moving in with somebody. Yeah. If the bitch is gone, the bitch is gone. And everyone needs to get over that. Because I think I drug us all down a little. I think I prevented some good times.
No, we had lots of good times.
I don't know about all that.
Well, I peed on a couple of parades, maybe.
Who hasn't?
All right.
That's true.
Noah?
What are some necessities a house like this should have? Furniture is good.
Yes.
Washer and dryer is good.
Yeah. Definitely
I
helpful.
Would say food. Generally, I mean, I don't know how CJ and his friends roll, but if you are going to bring a ladies over, it's a good idea to have something for them to eat, not just like Kool-Aid and some old fruit.
Yep, that's always very good. Also really good to...
Pots and pans. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, things to cook it with. And, you know, maybe a cookbook, you know, get something that you know that you can fix and keep the fixings for it handy. It's definitely cheaper than eating out or than having like delivery or whatever.
And it's easier than you think.
It certainly is.
Yeah, it's not
that hard. I mean, I'm sure there are complicated recipes, but don't start with those.
Yeah. No. Yeah, like spaghetti is dead fucking easy.
So yeah, I would say cup, you know, dishes, pots and pans, just, you know, utensils, those are little things. A plunger, always nice.
Yes.
Nice thing to have.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's not something you want to discover at 11 o'clock when the home improvement stores are all closed.
No. You know what? Also, a toilet snake is not a bad idea to keep on hand. Sometimes a plunger can't get it done.
Oh, that's a hardcore, sir.
Definitely for the common case, plunger. And if you got two bathrooms, you got time to go get a
I would say get one of those super plungers that has like the little other thing underneath that gives like the really good pushing action.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I found, not with you guys, but later on, I found that the toilet snake is a valuable resource.
Do you have one now?
It may not have made the move from the last apartment to this one.
I don't think I ever needed one of those.
Well,
there you go.
You'd take epic bab shits.
a basic toolkit is a good thing to have.
Yep.
Yes!
Yes.
It was a do-it-herself toolkit that me and Andy and our old roommate Joe got. We still have. I still have. No. Yep. Do I?
I think it went with you. Didn't come with me.
Candles and flashlights, good thing to have in case one of you forgets to pay the electric bill.
More than once.
Or the power goes out.
Or the power goes out.
Which also happens.
linens. Linens, good thing.
Yes.
Towels, sheets, the like.
Yeah. Good towels. Yeah, it definitely changes the... Again, especially if you're going to be entertaining, good towels. And keep them clean with said washer and dryer. You know, an agreement of... One of you, if you're coming into this with, like, TVs and entertainment systems of your own already, one of you is probably going to have a better entertainment system than the rest. So sort of an agreement of which one goes into the living room and becomes the common space one is probably a good idea.
I would say if you guys can afford it and can pull your money together, I would definitely say invest in a projector.
If you're going to be buying a place, yeah, I'd say that definitely makes sense because then that really becomes installable.
Yeah, and the projector, well, yeah, you gotta find a place to install it. But projector is like, it's about as much as, you know, a TV is, you know, like a mid-range TV these days, $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Also remember whose DVDs and, well, you probably don't have VHS anymore.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because that shit will get confusing towards the end. I thought Die Hard was mine. No, Die Hard was mine.
That is the main reason I never mixed my DVDs in with you guys.
Yeah.
And you thought I was weird. And then you guys
were
like,
weird.
Wait, which one's mine?
I mean, there was only a couple that were haggled over, but...
Yeah, and often they were haggled the other direction of, I'm pretty sure you bought Shrek. No.
Why would I buy
Shrek? You bought Shrek.
Of course, then one of you might borrow the Godfather trilogy for fucking 4 years.
Oh, fuck me. I still have that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up.
Sorry. Tim's like, I'm aware.
Every day I'm like, oh, what am I going to do today? Well, I know one thing I'm not going to do. Watch the goddamn Godfather.
Really? Every day?
Every day.
You know, I'm just going to send you money. I'm going to let you buy another Godfather.
Why not just send me the Godfather as long as you're sending shit?
Maybe he wants to keep it. It has sentimental value. It reminds him of you.
These are my ill-gotten Godfathers. The last thing I stole from Tim.
He had to ice somebody to get him.
He had to ice somebody.
So any other things we can think of?
I would say definitely pare down your stuff. Anything that you don't want, get rid of it before you move.
Yeah, boxes in the garage just take up fucking space.
Yes.
And then you have to move them when you move out.
That's another thing. Like, don't fill up your garage with a bunch of shit. Like, if it sits in there for, like, a month and you don't need it, unless it's got, like, real sentimental value, I would say get rid of it.
Yep.
Yeah, it was borderline hoarders in that garage.
And then you can't park your car in the garage. Oh, it just gets messy.
Yep. Yeah, and if you've got a girlfriend and she's got like some extra furniture and shit that she can't use at her new place, and you agree to store it for her for a little while, figure out what the fuck you're gonna do with that stuff before you break up with her.
Wow, otherwise, that's oddly specific advice, Andy.
You get to have a really complicated conversation right before you move in with your fiance. Hey, I know we haven't talked in a long ass time, but I still got a bunch of your shit.
Did you have to do that? I don't remember that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. The blowback of this didn't blow all the way back to us.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know if you guys remember this. And my wife is probably thrilled that that this comes up again. At some point, for reasons completely unknowable to me, after I had not spoken to my ex-girlfriend in quite some time, and after things were really serious between my wife and I. In fact, we weren't engaged yet, but things were definitely moving that way. My ex-girlfriend called me a couple of times, typically like late at night, and then didn't leave a message.
Drunk.
And I didn't answer the phone because the last time I had talked to her, she'd been a raging bitch to me. And maybe not raging bitch, but man, she had said some hurtful, hateful shit that I thought was completely undeserved. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not talking to her. No, she can leave a message. And my then girlfriend thought that that was maybe a little odd, maybe a little suspicious, maybe a little like, you know, oh, what's he hiding? Why is he not answering the phone in front of me? Shit, it's got nothing to do with you. Even if you weren't here, I wouldn't be answering this call. This is, person I don't want to talk to. Oh, working thumb that I have full control over. It's not going to hit the answer button. So then, yeah, after a bunch of those mysterious calls and after they died off, that was about the time that I then had to find out what to do with that desk and the microwave and whatever the hell else was in there that was hers. And I think I left it till like the second to last day or something like that.
And did you ever find out what she wanted?
Yeah, she told me just to get rid of it, like donate it or keep it or whatever.
No. I think when she was making those calls and hanging out.
Oh, no, I did not ask. I just pretended that it never happened.
Hmm.
I still to this day do not know, and that is a mystery that I am fine with going to my grave with.
Tim, track her down and find out.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm on it. All right. We're bumping up against the end of the show, which is to say we've passed it.
All right.
So let's get to the next email. The next email. Yeah, a whole other email.
Yeah.
I think that's it. If we have any other advice to offer.
Yeah, definitely the nudity thing. Definitely be prepared for fights. Like, don't go into it thinking it's not going to happen to us.
Yes, because they'll probably be something. And, you know, just be, you know, be flexible, be open. It's definitely, you know, if you're buying a house, you know, probably most things are not the hill you want to die on.
Yeah.
I remember there was something towards the end of the Tan House tenure that Noah and I got in a fight about. And then, like, we came back in later, and I was like, whatever. We were talking to each other later, and Noah's like, so do you still want to live together after this? Like, because we were going to move into our own apartment, and I got the feeling Noah's like, fuck, is that it? Is Tim done? I was like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Was it the car?
I don't think so.
I remember we had a big discussion about the light one time. Like, you didn't want to leave the light on all the time. And I didn't. I know you didn't.
I still stand by that.
But I would be the one. I would ride my bike home at night, and I would come to the door, and it'd be dark, and I'd be trying to find my keys, and it sucked. So I was like, I like light. I mean, eventually, I saw that little thing that would figure out when the light was on and off. Like, when there's sunlight, it wouldn't turn on, and when there's no sunlight, it would turn on.
Whereas I felt like, Noah, that sounds like your problem. Deal with it. Darkness. It's natural. If it's good enough for Mother Nature, it's good enough for you.
Tim, always caring.
And that's how you get in fights.
I don't give a shit about your shit. It's all about my shit.
I don't think we had a lot of arguments. Probably the car was the biggest one. And that light thing.
And the car at a certain point just became like...
Became a habitat for bees.
Yeah.
We could have probably got some honey.
For newer listeners, like Julianne, hey, thanks for finding us. She just joined our Facebook fan page. If you're a new listener, join the fan page. Leave a comment on the show. Anyway, for newer listeners, what they're talking about is I had a car that broke down, I would say, month one or two after moving in.
Oh, yeah, it was not long.
However, I did not own said car, so I could not get rid of said car. It was technically my dad's car. However, I can't remember what what complicated it originally, but eventually the DMV would not let me change the ownership on the car, even though my dad had signed it over to me. They would not accept the paperwork because I needed to get the car smog checked. And if you'll recall, earlier in the story, the car doesn't work. It doesn't turn on. You turn the key, nothing. There's no smog. They would not take that explanation. So car sat in the driveway while I tried to figure out this catch-22.
Don't you realize this is a zero-emission vehicle?
And by trying to figure out, I mean completely put on the back burner and left it there on simmer.
For a long time. At one point, it was very well flavored at the end.
At one point, there were wasps. Like I pulled up next to it in the driveway, got out. Like wasps started walking out between the cracks in the front and rear door. I got back in my car very quickly. Went, I think I'm parking on the street right now.
Another good tip is if you're gonna pick up a free love seat, make sure you have somewhere to put it. Or else it will sit in the front of your house until you move, and then toads will make a habitat out of it.
I see that as us giving back to the environment.
Where the fuck's toads come from? Like, were they just hopping along the street and like, look, there goes a wet couch. Let's go hide in that for a while. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that the couch is right next to the lawn, and the sprinklers will come on, just hit it every day.
Oh yeah, because the gardener that our landlady paid for, he had this thing against sprinklers. He fucking hated them. It was the slaughter of sprinklers in that front yard. And he nailed the one that was like right up against the porch. And the porch was exactly the same height as the lawn. Like it was just a slab of concrete right outside the front windows. And that was where we had this thing tucked in. With a huge overhang in front of it. Like big sloping extension of the roof down over this porch. And so when he hit it, the water would jet straight up in the air. Hit the angled overhang, the underside of it, and spray down directly onto the couch like God's own bank shot, just dumping water freely onto the couch or the love seat, whatever.
The love seat
never got used by us at all.
What?
We never sat on that thing, did we?
No.
I sat on that thing all the time. You guys both sat on that thing.
The one outside.
Oh!
Yeah.
All right, my bad.
No, I think I helped Noah lift that into position. It's porch furniture.
Yeah, it never. No.
And I would also say, if you have a backyard, utilize it more.
Yeah, we didn't do shit in our backyard.
I did shit in our backyard.
Well, yeah, we know what you did in the backyard.
You dirty birdie.
And if you're going to have a barbecue, make sure you clean out the grill beforehand. Or mm-hmm. You try to cook steak and it won't happen.
How did we never get a dog while we were living together?
Really?
That lovely backyard.
You think we can handle a dog, Tim?
Yeah.
We barely handled the house.
Dog.
We had cockroaches. Those were good enough.
We'd actually discussed the possibility of dog.
The dog could
dog
eat the cockroaches.
At one point.
No? Too soon?
Yeah, too soon.
Gretchen is like burrowing underneath the covers on the floor.
All right.
Anyways, so yeah, I think, do we have any other advice?
Nope. Stay thirsty, my friends.
Indeed.
Oh, watch out for Kool-Aid. It will stay in your counter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. We mentioned that last week. It's still true.
Yep.
And yeah, just generally, just clean on a regular basis. Probably that would be like a great cleaning schedule. Because your sink will smell like puke, and that won't be good.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Also, don't puke in the sink. It helps keep the sink from smelling like puke.
But you think our place is bad? I remember when we were moving your stuff, there was utensils stuck together on their own. milk that had been there for years in the refrigerator. Oh,
yeah.
Bad.
The TNA apartment was foul.
I think back on that sometimes, just shake my head. I'm like, how did we let it get so far? Apathy.
That's why.
And then
you
have
women checking in with, hey, what's the status over here? That's what happens.
Yeah, that's the thing. Definitely bring women home from time to time, like even if it's completely platonic, because it will force you to at least keep up your C game.
Not even, like, Tim, I was amazed. Tim would have shit all over his floor, and women would be like, yes, take me into your love den. Your love den of filth.
Crunch. Was that a CD case or something that had formerly been alive?
I remember the time Tim told me he heard a cockroach skittering across his junk, like,
I was like, oh. That's gross.
I'm certainly not cleaning over there. Could be cockroaches.
Oh, the best part was that I woke up and I turned on the light, woke up enough to kill it, and then just went back to bed. Did I dispose of it? Nope. Corpse just sitting there. Cockroach corpse.
Left it as a warning for the other cockroaches.
You should have put on my little toothpick. Put his little head on a toothpick. You watch out.
This his bedroom! Oh, man, that the Tim and Andy apartment, I love, like, I'd called the office several times, like, hey, I'm seeing, like, signs of termite damage and whatever, and it also leaks water from time to time. What do you want me to do about that? Oh, we'll send somebody out. Never did. Finally, the place gets, like, fucking condemned. Like, they've got to gut it and fix it. And they got pissed off at us about the termite damage, like, not reporting it or whatever. I'm like, go back and check your files. I think you will see that I called in several times. And finally went, you know what? Fuck it.
I tried.
I love termites.
This place is going to fall down around us, and it's not going to be my fault. You are overcharging us from rent, and you just jacked the rent up. Enjoy those repair costs, fuckers.
So, that's a little bit of what you need to know. Take it with you.
Yep.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, by the way, you're going to learn a lot
more shit.
We
should get our own house hunting show on TLC.
Fucking everyone else has got their own show. Why
there are so many fucking house hunting shows.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
I take it you're not the one watching them.
It's like that and making cakes. When did that become the most exciting television to watch? Like, I want to see someone make a cake and move in.
Well, you know what it is? It's a piece of cake to bake a crazy cake.
Stop it.
I take it your wife is watching a lot of those, Tim.
Yeah.
I did too.
His wife's not the only one.
They don't annoy me like What Not to Wear does, but I'm just amazed. I'm like, wait, this is a different show? It's not like another episode of the same show. It's a whole different show.
They branched out. Same guy. Different concept. It's like, hey, what if we get this guy that barely speaks English and makes cakes and treats like Hell's Kitchen?
Oh, no, that's not the ones she watches. She watches the housing one. We've never seen any of the cake ones. Okay. I just flip past them like, what? Cake Boss? Ace of Cakes? Fucking Cake Your Mom? Putting out a cake?
Shut your damn pie hole.
Sad watch, Shut Your Damn Pie Hole. TV's just gone to shit. Fucking reality TV.
But now you have no choice but to watch it because this episode is over.
So go on upon your merry way.
Or maybe you could listen to another podcast. The Drinking Buddies are back. You could listen to them.
Yay.
Planet Money. I love that podcast.
There's a shit ton of Kevin Smith-ish podcasts.
Fuck, there is.
Tell Him Steve Dave.
Tim loves that one.
I do. I told Noah on Friday, I was like, it's Tell Him Steve Dave Day. He's like, Jesus Christ.
Like,
Tim, you know that's not a recognized holiday, right?
It's every Friday, baby.
I don't think I find it as funny as you. I think I still find Scott and Kevin funnier.
Mm. Oh, there was a tweet from Kevin's wife, Jen, saying that Mosher had been over for the past 3.5 hours recording some podcast, and there's lots of loud, high-pitched laughter coming from the room. So hopefully the next couple smodcasts are good.
So you follow her too?
No, someone retweeted it.
Ah, okay. You love that. But he gets high.
I do.
Laughing in, literally.
All right.
All right. Well, kids, remember, that's it.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, and
not
in
with
other
the bang,
news,
with the whimper.
CJ, reason not to move to Atlanta? 5 inches of snow is all it takes to shut this city down for a week.
Yay! Fuck cities.
Yep. So move somewhere that either never snows or snows regularly enough that they know how to handle their shit.
Oh, also in other news, is the CAPTCHA preventing people from commenting? I'm noticing there's not as many comments on Tancast.com as there used to be. Are we just not saying anything worth commenting on? Or are you people like, CAPTCHA, fuck it. You'll have to brave the CAPTCHA to give me this answer, but...
Or email us.
Couldn't they just comment on the Tancast page?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could. Some do.
Yeah, or tweet it at us, whatever. If you've ever gone in to comment and that thing's gotten in your way at all, please let me know. Because I really don't want to be annoying humans. It's just fucking spammers.
But doesn't whatchamacallit just catch most of that stuff automatically?
WordPress? The problem is sometimes it catches an actual comment, and then you have to wade through all that spam to figure out which actual comment.
Oh, so yep. you disable the automatic spam catching thing and then introduce the CAPTCHA?
No, the automatic spam catching thing is there too. The CAPTCHA is just to keep the noise level down enough that we can catch the signal.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we didn't have the auto spam catching stuff, then any like fucking gold farmer or whatever, the people in places where they'll work for pennies a day, They actually pay people to go in and fill these things in manually to get around the captchas.
Makes sense.
And to, you know, like, try to find new places or whatever. So it's not just all spammer fuck scripts. Sorry, I have a hard time saying spammers without calling them spammer fucks. I don't know why. It's just like,
just as long as you don't call them spammer faggots, you'll be all right.
Well, yes, and I never would.
And on that message of hope and tolerance, we say goodbye from another episode of Tancast.
Adios, motherfuckers.
We love you.
Which episode was this, Tim?
Episode 134. Your mom's a whore.
Oh, another random fact. My dog likes to watch me shower. Goodbye.
My cat likes to watch me shower, Noah.
I don't have a pet.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
I'd done some manscaping, and now stubble is poking other... Stubble from tender bits is poking other tender bits, and it's all unhappy. But if I
could turn back time,
if I left it wild and woolly, you'd never see it.
That is fine with me. I don't want to see it.
You want to see it.
I feel sorry for anybody who does have to see it, but that they've made their own bed and they have to sleep in it.
Ha! Joke's on you, fucker. We don't make our bed.
Oh, that must be nice. I have to make my bed.
Oh, your mommy doesn't like it when you have a messy room?
No.
Okay, truth be told, we do pull, like, the covers up.
You son of a bitch.
A bit.
Lying asshole. Giving me hope when there was no hope to be had.
You gotta, like, do the hospital corners and...
Okay, no.
I was just checking.
Well, if she happens to be here right after I clean the sheets, yes. Because then she'll do it with me and she'll be like, wait, no, no. And she'll be like, smoothing out wrinkles. I'm like, fuck, get to bed. We're about to put a huge comforter over this. No one's going to see these wrinkles.
And guess what's going to happen when we get into it? We'll roll around.
In fact, I might not be ready to wait that long. You know what I'm saying? Giggity, gaggity, giggity, gaggity, giggity, gaggity, giggity.
You know, you could break her of that habit. Just every time she makes the bed, jump in it.
Nope, that won't break her of the habit.
Just yell, oh, goody, and leap right into the middle. Then roll around a bunch.
Nothing. Yeah, well, it's not going to work. And it's not going to help anyway. She'll be like, yep, great, get out of the bed. Let's remake it. She's got a little squirt bottle just squirting me with water.
No. Off. Get off the bed.